It is time for the Did You Know Show today on this Tuesday, second day of this week. It is June 13th, and we're here with Cody Felicia and myself, Noah Cassidy, once again for our Did You Know Show. What do you have for us this time?
Did you know, Noah, and everyone listening?
Probably not. I don't know a lot. Don't know a lot at all.
Me neither. But we're learning.
Okay. We're learning, right.
We're learning. Did you know most car horns are in the key of F?
In the key of F?
Yes.
So not even the note F, but actually just in the key.
Yes. Yep.
That's
and so,
weird.
So it varies across manufacturers and models and all of that, you know.
Right.
But however, most car horns sound two notes in unison. You can check your own car horn and are most likely to find two round units.
Huh.
And yeah, and then up until the mid-1960s, most American car horns were tuned to the musical notes of E-flat or C. Since then, manufacturers have moved up on the scale to notes F-sharp and A-sharp.
Which, yeah, they've definitely a bit higher now than they used
yes.
to be. Huh, mm-hmm. That's pretty insane to actually think about. Now that you think about it, I guess that's...
I know, I read that and I was like, oh, huh. Cool. And, you know, we like music and we yeah. can, you know, I can read the notes and I'm very grateful that I can because I know a lot of people can't. So, you know, my aunt was a music teacher. You kind of learn.
Yeah, you learn.
Yeah.
Learn by default.
Exactly.
Well, that's pretty cool. So what I have here is, did you know breadcrumbs were once used as erasers?
No.
So back before erasers came to be, okay, so in the late 18th century, the best way to eliminate graphite markings was for some moistened, rolled-up pieces of bread, and you just rub on it, and that would take the graphite and whatever off. So if you're missing an eraser, wow. You can use some wet bread out there.
some wet bread to erase my mistakes.
We had a breakthrough in 1770 is when an English theologist, Joseph Presley, he realized that rubber was a substance that did the exact same thing. It was great for wiping off these black lead pencil marks off of paper. The same year, there's this other fella. His name was Edward Narny. He began selling rubber erasers and claimed to have invented it, even though it wasn't him.
Mm-hmm.
But no need to be too upset at him because Presley then eventually got his credibility whenever he... discovered oxygen. So he discovered something a little bit more important than erasers.
Yes.
But, yeah, sure
erasers
enough.
Might be second on the list, though.
Right,
because,
it's pretty important.
You know.
When you make a mistake, you got to be able to erase it.
Exactly.
At least with a pen.
Or at least some, pencil. You know, yeah, white out.
Something.
Erasers are great. No, that's really cool. I had no idea. That's kind of weird to think about, you know. Can you imagine, like, just dipping bread in, like, water and then, like, rolling
make
it up?
Make a piece of toast and then... You're like, hey, I'm writing a paper, eating some toast, just dip
just
it in some
over
water,
and just yeah,
erase it real quick.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love that. I've got one more. I'll
go
close
for it
out.
Absolutely.
There, actually, this is just a fact. This is just, you know, did you know there is a city called Rome on every continent except Antarctica?
Where's the one in the United States? Oh, every continent. So where's the one in North America?
That's what I'm trying to think. Maybe I should have got that information.
Huh, I'm going to be looking. Well,
that'll
there you
be
go.
Tomorrow.
Well, homework
we'll come
for
back
everybody
to this.
Else. All the listeners, go look up and see where.
Yeah, let us know. Text
let us
it
know
to
where,
us.
Do something. I mean, I didn't know that. So there's a city, Rome, in every continent
except
for Antarctica.
Antarctica.
There you go. Rome is everywhere. The Roman Empire is pretty large, I guess. Well, anyways, we're here at the end of the Did You Know Show. Appreciate everybody tuning in. And we'll see you tomorrow. Remember, 2:45, Monday through Friday, the Did You Know Show.